I know.
Mic's on, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's mostly for me.
Oh, I forgot yesterday.
You did?
For part of it.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's January 15th, 2020. The time is about 9:02 a.m. We're in the public meeting room at Story County Administration Building, and we're doing the budget work session for FY21 for Conservation Board. So welcome, everybody. And we are recording, so for the record, we'd like to have everybody's name who is here, and we'll start with the table up here. Linda Merkin, Chair, Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Operations and County Services.
Laura Solson, Board of Supervisors. Lucy Martin, Auditor.
Lisa Heddens, Board of Supervisors.
Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources.
Lisa Markley, Assistant Auditor.
Mary Ann Harrelson, Financial Data Manager.
Mike Cox, Conservation Director. And also on the phone joining us, Nancy, can you hear us?
Yeah, Nancy Friend, Story County Conservation Board. Thank you for having me on by phone.
Hi, Joe Poikers, Story County Conservation, RDM Department.
Joby Brogdon, Facilities Management Director.
Ryan Weemel, Story County Conservation Park Superintendent.
Ted Tedesco, Conservation Board Director.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. As you know, the Board of Supervisors is primarily responsible for funding mandated services. We also fund some very important services to the residents of Story County. The purpose of this session is for you to explain to us your budget request for next year and how that benefits the residents of Story County and Story County government. For us, the value is as we prioritize, as we go through all the budgets, you're giving us the information that helps understand why you might have higher revenues or expenses or lower than a previous year, to understand what your true needs are. And it's your opportunity to explain to us any differences there. So as we go through that, we'll be looking at a couple things. In operating, we'll be looking at the direction that has been given to the department heads. For operating, as all offices and departments should continue to lower expenses and streamline operations whenever possible, not to increase operating expenses unless justified by current expenditures or any known increases, attempting to offset the increases with any reductions elsewhere, if unable to explain that. Now, this board, I believe, has done a good job in recent years of realizing that you can't anticipate everything that might come up during the fiscal year, and have encouraged you, if you, to only budget what you know based on trends or known changes in expenses. And in turn, when you come to us and say, we had something come up that was not anticipated and have a justification for that, we're going to look at that and try to find the money. Very hard to try to find that money, and we think that's a good way to do budgeting, because that way we don't end up levying taxes more than we may need for a year. We're looking at that. We're looking at keeping our department sound, and at the same time balancing that with the interest of not spending any more tax dollars or not levying any more tax dollars that are necessary to keep operations going. And I believe I can speak to the entire board about our desire to continue to do so in this year, next year. Personnel. New staff will not likely not be considered unless there's a clearly demonstrable need and a cost-benefit analysis which produces a positive benefit for the county. You do have one new position in the budget, I understand, so after you've gone through the revenues and the expenses for FY21, we'd like you to address the new position in that vein. We have all morning, so hopefully we won't need to schedule a call back. But I would ask everybody be efficient in terms of the information you're providing, and also our questions that we may ask. What we would like to do as you go through the budget, Mike and Ward, is simply if we have a question on a certain line item, if it's all right with you, we'd like to ask it then rather than waiting till the end of your presentation. Okay. So, given that, do either of the other board members have anything they would like to say?
I'll just say good morning. I've been saying this at each session. So when we met with Lisa Markley last week, before we started having the work sessions, she gave us the fiscal year initial projections. Now, that's a point in time, and she does it every year, and what it looked like is that there were about $45 million in requests, or sorry, $45 million in anticipated revenues if we did not increase tax askings, and then about $48 million in requests. Now, that doesn't also include any funds like your conservation reserve fund, okay? So really, as far as maybe new revenue, maybe kind of we've got a spread right now of $1.6 million with no increase in tax askings. Just want to let everybody know up front that we didn't come out with the anticipated initial revenues matching the request. Okay, thank you.
And I would also ask, we've stated all our names for the record. We are recording our sessions. Jim, if you would state your name and position.
Yes, Jim Hees, chair of this year's County Conservation Board. Sorry, I'm late. Ice delayed me a little bit.
Yeah, but we're glad you took your time.
Okay. Started earlier.
Okay.
The budget worksheets that you guys have in front of you, we're at 50% of the year for revenues and expenses, just so you know where we're at year to date when we're talking about that. Okay. And then, I don't know how you want to proceed, Mike, but do you want to start with IRBM?
If that's okay with you all, I would love to start with IRBM, and we can let Joe go enjoy his palm trees.
Thank you. And good morning as well. If I look back at the spreadsheet that I have, are we ready?
1982. 1990.
Mm-hmm. Start on 90.
And this is the 25th year that I've been sitting in this seat talking to the board, asking for funding. The first budget, I believe, that I was a part of was in 1995. It was $107,000. So we've gone up a little from then. This budget is a little bit like last year as far as the bottom end. And the way I look at it is feedback from Mike, the director, and you, the Board of Supervisors, and the County Conservation Board on what we need as far as food, water, shelter to survive, and then maybe a want or two in there, and that's when we kind of make a decision on if we need it, what we want it, what makes the program successful. So we can go through that. Most of my budget is our needs and a couple wants we can discuss a little bit, maybe their needs too. So typically we start with revenue. Any questions? I did call. So the first the line item I have, and I can look at revenue sheet at page on yours is 90.
Mm-hmm.
91
is
91.
So equipment rental, we always talk about that. I did call up the NRCS yesterday and got a little feedback. Not the bottom meeting down with things, but CRP contracts, open enrollment is open, so there's more farm bill went through, so that's a good thing. So there's going to be more conservation practices going in. A lot of that's not public record, but they did tell me that they've had significant sign-ups. And so I expect our seed equipment, our drills, to be going out and doing some work, and that is supported by the Board of Supervisors throughout the last 30 years, so I'm going to say we certainly can keep the 150 acres at $15. We have no problem getting at it. Marianne, right now I think my revenue is probably at almost halfway there as it is.
You're 25, you're over.
There you have it. So.
Oh, you're over the current year.
And then your three-year average is 53.
Yeah.
So when you've already got 25, do you anticipate anything going down?
Yeah, I think we could probably do another 100 acres this spring.
Oh, so you want more?
Going at it. So, if you want, or we just keep it going.
I'm going to reestimate that to 3 for the current year. I don't know what you want to do for next year, but I honestly, I mean, your call as far as Mary Ann and Joe, what you think. But I 2750, we can talk about it next year again.
Okay.
See where we're actually at. But I think you're bringing 3,000 this year, don't you?
Yeah.
And you anticipate, could we anticipate 3,000 again for fiscal year 21 then? Or is that, you're at 2,250. So you said a lot of contracts, et cetera, but.
Yeah, I would say we could, I generate 3 in 21 also.
Let's do that.
Moving on down, ready, we are going to sell some more.
So just to clarify on that, so what we did on that line, equipment rental, if you're looking on page 91, change that to 3 based on recent conversation with the NRCS office. And then on the overall, that account would go to 3,500?
Yes.
Okay.
35.
I had 2,500 for equipment rental, and then the 500 custom planting. Or did you want it at 3,500?
I thought Joe and I were talking about just with the seed equipment rental going to 3,000. Were you talking that also, or were you talking about the entire, including the whole thing at 3? Okay, got it. Thank
3
you.
For next year's budget revenue, and 3 re-estimated for the current year's
mm-hmm.
budget.
Mm-hmm. Good to clarify. Okay. That's what we're talking
that
about.
Would, okay.
Same thing. Okay.
We'll do our best.
Okay, thanks. Continue on.
Like always, right? Like always. So, I'm kind of guilty of holding on to equipment a little too long. I'm that kind of person. We're trying to upgrade and get new things. The yellow trailer, some other items are going to the DOT auction. The yellow trailer is 1968. Not a bad year, probably, but it's done its thing. And probably time to move on, along with the other drill, and we were gonna sell number 50, which is another pickup, this fiscal, but we kept on to that. We're using it currently. We expect to move that into the DOT auction next fiscal too. So we're gonna make a little money, hopefully through the DOT auction. Back now down to drainage district fees. I feel really good about the 25.5 right now. We're at 20. And we're still working, and we have a lot to do. According to the weather bowls, we had really good, as you know, it's a pretty good weather to get things done. So I'm going to keep that at 25.5, and that's for this year. For yeah, that's
21.
So yeah, we're good with that number. You guys ask me that every year. So
no, so. You're gonna shoot for the 27 for the current year? Should we re-estimate that down? Because I mean, you do a lot of work in drainage districts that you don't get paid right away, and it fluctuates a lot. And you've only brought in 7,700 this year. I don't know where you want to be with that.
We're at 20 right now.
At Billings,
that's
one not at Billings. 20.
That bill coming in, I have no control.
Right.
Yeah. That's
so
what
you build 20.
So you might want to dump that down.
Yeah.
Sort of understand.
Yeah.
Where are you going with it? What do you think, Lisa?
24.
Okay. 24 for the re-estimate?
Yeah. There's a bunch of stamps out there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think that kind of does it for revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Pretty self
sufficient. So, it's a general question. We're not really going through the actual payroll, et cetera, but in general, are you anticipating about bringing on seasonal staff and the same way you've been doing here, or are you looking at some kind of other model to head forward?
That's a good question. So the other model, I think, will be reflected as we go through things. We're doing a little more, we're trying to do more contract-based labor, and so I think that's what we might be talking about. So when we get down to the brush frame, we're at 50,000 with that, and we haven't quite gotten there yet, so this model, but we're doing more contract-based labor,
okay.
And that will keep some of the seasonals out of some practices that are hard to train over a three-month period.
But you're still looking at having about the same amount on extra help, and that's your seasonals, not your contract, correct? Let's go through it line by line, because otherwise it's hard to jump around. We don't know where everybody is unless we say, oh, middle of page, whatever. So the second line there, the extra help, is the seasonal, and that will be about the same amount of hours. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The one thing, if I may, the one thing that we've changed on the seasonals, we're recommending a 25-cent per hour increase to keep up inflationary increase with their wages. It's been really hard to recruit seasonal labor.
What would that take it to?
It's in there.
That's included in there.
Okay. Okay, 1175 plus 25, so take them up to 12.
To 12, correct.
Okay.
Which is probably fairly. I mean, we look at that $12 or $13 range is what we're seeing for a lot of your temporary help in that field. But yeah, it's tough to get seasonal in any of the
correct
departments anymore.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So then on overtime, the next line. Oh wait, weed eradication is the next line.
You want to go down to chemicals, probably. I would say right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Line. Number
202. 24. Mm-hmm. Any questions? So chemicals were good. Mm-hmm. Seed. Obviously, our seeding revolves around the projects that Darren and his crew and Andrew have going on, and that revolves a lot around about the weather. So they've been chasing flood damage. We haven't had a lot of new construction. You know, the 13th Street's on hold. And, you know, that was a bigger project we were going, but we guessed this seed, we're good with this, a lot of temporary seed, a lot of cool season. Any questions on seed? Feel pretty good about that. Shop supplies, getting a drill press for the shop, not a big expense, we need something there to help us drill holes. Any questions on shop supplies? Moving down to vehicle seal and maintenance.
You're actually coming down from what the estimate is. Do we have one particular repair or maintenance item in fiscal year 20 that we have not anticipated for 24 or 21, or did you just go with the three-year average kind of thing?
I think Mike kind of figures that out.
And we're selling one of the higher maintenance vehicles here.
Okay.
That's number 50 pickup.
Plus, we had $2,700 worth of purchases in FY20 that we're not going to have in FY21.
Thank you. Have you been out there and seen some of the equipment? I think it's amazing what Joe and Tyler do.
Right.
Well, and some of the ages and what it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm no mechanic, but yeah, it does look like some of them are really held together.
Duct tape lasts forever. Parts. That's great. Are we good with vehicles and fuel?
Yep.
All right. Office supplies, we're a little over there coming in. I splurged and bought us a couple chairs for the office. The Army surplus back in 1990, they were getting more out. So we went ahead and bought a couple new chairs. Other than that, we have one ARC new license, with that is made two, and then for mapping all the projects we do, and we need that up, the two ARC new maintenance fees to go with that. Anything to add there? All right. Moving on. Uniforms and equipment. Any questions? Health and safety, postage. Communications. We are, Mary Ann, can you explain the hotspot a little bit? Did we upgrade?
Well, the hotspot wasn't upgraded, but we, on the conservation side, we there was money budgeted in for getting a cell phone and accessories for the environmental education outreach department, and in doing that, found out that we could get a much better plan if we purchased, if we put those two together and purchased an additional tablet, two tablets, we would get a better pricing for our monthly fees. And so we got a tablet for Joe so he can work better with the road department. He can work orders and all that stuff that you use.
Same tablet that Andrew and his crew use, so we can all have a track of work orders together, keep them very organized. It's really the way to go. So
our monthly fee went up on it, but it actually, when you spread it out between the two departments, it actually went down.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for figuring out the latest of whatever your carrier is offering, because they certainly do spread it around a lot, don't they, about what to do.
Great reason on me for a while.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Education.
1968 trailer, and she wants to be a tablet.
Now she's trying to show me how to use it with stick figures. So, education and training. We mic up this for us a little bit. Thank you, Mike.
Well, so we've had it at kind of an allowance of $500 per year for continuing education for staff, and we've just found that that has not been sufficient. When you look at travel expenses, if there's lodging expenses, to look at those to go with it. So, last time I think that figure was adjusted was maybe 2012, perhaps. It's been some time.
From 300 to 500.
Right. So.
And this is Nancy. I'd also like to add that both Joe and Tyler are leaders in the roadside management program across Iowa, and so they do have some leadership roles that reflect well on the work that's being done in Story County. So we want to make sure that they have enough to be able to exercise that leadership talent.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Any questions for that? We'll move to utilities. For the machinery, we do keep this machinery equipment rental in here. We haven't used it for a while, but we do keep that in just in case we have to rent a power rig or something to get the gravel out of the roadside that someone needs to mow or something. But it's always good to have it there.
We have had equipment go down in the past and had to rent to meet the need. And so.
It's good to have that. So contract services, here we go. So this is a $50,000. A little history here. Back in about 2006 or 7, we started saying, hey, we're not getting everything done we can out there. Let's look at contract services. And we started at 10, then we went to 20, then we went to 30, and then we went back down to 15. And working with Darren and the crew, the one thing that we really have done well in Story County's roadside, keeping the brush and trees down to, save the integrity of the road system, site distance problems, things like that. So this $50,000, I do believe we'll be able to cover half the county. We get to the point where we'll be able to cover half the county in a year. We were on a 3 to 4 year rotation.
And it shows some places.
But we've caught up. And so we like trees where they belong, okay? And shrubs and native plants, but some of these things we just can't have the shoulder and intersection. Any questions?
Good goal.
All right, so buildings and equipment, you hire someone to come in and keep the mice out. You have several thousands of dollars worth of seed in there. And once the mice get in and things, it can go back real fast. So normal things there, but you have to get a, I need to get that shower built in the bathroom, just for a safety shower, as far as buildings and equipment. And the big thing is, coming up, we have this 40 by 40 addition to the south side of the shop, which has gone through planning and zoning, has gone through the conservation board, I believe, and we're ready to pull the trigger this spring on getting some more storage. So all that neat old equipment held together by wire and tape and things like that can be stored under a roof. It's working well, the 4-H building, but a logistical nightmare to try to work from here to there, but we're getting there.
So, Joe, on my running spreadsheet that is not always accurate, but, you know, as I've added various conversational requests, I had 1,500 on my spreadsheet still for fiscal year 20 for you to lay gravel, you know, to out there at the 4-H building on your side to kind of make the approach better. Are you saying that that equipment's moving anyway to the new shed? So
it will be.
Okay.
Yes, you won't be needing that.
You won't need the gravel then. Okay. Wait, or?
Well, it could be a wet, it could be a muddy spring. So okay. It's not going to be built okay. For us until June.
Okay, never mind.
So I think leaving it in good shape would be a good idea too. So.
All right, thank you.
Any questions on the building? We're good? We're getting to the end, I think. Equipment, machinery. A lot of big things going on. We're getting a new sprayer. This is the FY20, a new cab over truck. The two things I have requested for this year would be to replace a 1996 seed drill. It's time. We can take that to the auction, and let's buy a new one and go with that. The other is to replace a 1968 equipment trailer with one that's a little more up to date. So those are the two wants, kind of. They're really needs, but those are the two things I just want to throw you that are coming kind of at a tangent, but not so much. Equipment machinery, Linden Roadway Trust Fund. If you want me to explain the grants, I think you're going to know we got a $10,000 grant. This is FY20. You don't need to go backwards. We didn't get a grant for the sprayer. We got a little bit of money for the pickup. And I believe that's it.
It looks to me that other than your contractual labor, it's not a small thing. So most of your increase over your 3-year average is probably one time purchases.
Replace the yellow trailer.
Yeah.
Mike, I have a comfort level with the contractual labor increase based upon the our seasonal person who got hurt last year, and then there also was a rollover, wasn't there, or a tract?
That was the same incident.
Oh, was it? Okay. Oh, where he broke his leg, or?
No, we had a ship over.
A ship over, okay.
And went off the back of the ditch.
Yeah, that's the part. Okay.
So we had one incident.
All right.
And there was no injury.
No injury. There was no injury in that one. But then she didn't drive it anymore. That's what happened, right? Okay. Sorry. He broke his leg or whatever off duty. I know you had another person out, your other seasonal person out for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, he broke his foot.
Thank you. Okay. Okay,
wrong body part. Okay. He was going in sandals.
Okay, that was not on you. Okay, back to, though, about the issue about hiring and from a contractual, you know, hiring on the seasonal help standpoint, training them to operate some of this equipment. On that. So I feel comfortable that Joe's looking at the approach, even though it may look like it costs us a little more money, it's looking at the approach and in the long run gets us the services provided, gets the work done, and does not expose us to so much liability.
Yeah,
that's where my comfort level is with increasing that.
And that's a good explanation. This new spray truck that we're putting together actually, we'll say a chauffeur's license, special license to operate. So our seasonal staff won't be able to drive it. And that's the weed spraying. But the brush spraying also is kind of the same thing, but different. So to do more contract labor, we'll be able to help that out.
Any other questions?
Mm-mm.
Anybody? Okay. Thank you very much.
Checks in the mail?
No. We still, let me say this before you leave. We still have some other budgets to go through, and after we're done through all the department budgets, we may come back and say we may need to have you look at doing something a little different, but we can't give you any guarantees right now. So,
I understand.
But you've heard all the questions that we have so far, so.
Just so you know, at least you may remember this, my first budget that I showed up at, I asked if there was a lever.
Yes, I do vividly, and I remember Fred Matthiessen's face also.
The lever that Fred Matthiessen had pulled. He went down a shoe
seat.
He said your budget proposal was so bad. And I never did like Willy Wonka. That movie freaked me out anyway. So I was always scared that I was going to get the lever.
I don't think that's the lever down there. I think it's a panic button.
So you're okay.
I think we're going to turn you into a blueberry.
There we go.
I'm fine with that, Rob.